Real rock, real variety. It's iRockRadio.me. We are back. Part number two of our interview with Michael Wilton of Queensryche, co-founder of the band. Did you ever think that it was going to go this far?
You know, it's it takes a mindset. You know, you have to live in the now and look towards the future. So, but every once in a while, you got to humble yourself and look in your past and go, wow, I've been doing this for that long. Am I insane?
You know, I'm going in two different directions because I mean, obviously we played something new, and so I don't want to defer too far away from that and then come back. So, but as you change members, and especially after changing a lead vocalist, then does that change your process with writing the material?
Well, I mean, it was more of, I don't know, as if you look at it as a company. You know, it's about retooling the machine. So
right.
Things had gotten stale. So you got to do something. You know, it's keep doing the same and go down the rabbit hole, or let's move on to better horizons. So it's just a matter of necessity. And, you know, everybody needed to be cohesive again as
right.
far as all decisions, and especially in the music and the writing. When it's written as a band, it just has a better feel. It's a better representation of, you know, the entities of the writing process and the whole creative process. So for us, it's kind of like going back to the beginning again, you know, and rediscovering everybody's strengths, you know.
I was going to say, it does, you know, it constantly goes back to that old Queensryche sound, but it's obviously newer. It still has that newer sound, but you keep that consistent Queensryche sound that goes with everything.
Yeah, and that a lot of that is just, you know, making the effort to keep current in the industry and, you know, keep, you know, lots of musical influences, you know, inputting your brain. And but, you know, that being said, you know, you have the DNA here. You know, it's a proven thing that
right.
it's probably, when I write, it's probably going to sound like me. So it kind of makes sense that it's going to sound like old Queensryche, because that, you know, this is the kind of the way that we wrote music back then. And you know, the band loves it. You know, that's what being in a band is about, and that's what makes it fun. So
tweak it, but don't reinvent it completely.
Right, you got something good going. Let's move on it, right?
Exactly. Before we go to the, you know, some of the last questions, I have one feature here that we like to do at the end of every interview. It's four quickies and an afterthought. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you two thoughts, and just first thing that pops into your head out of the two, okay? Mexican food, tacos or burritos?
Oh, burritos, chicken.
Chicken burritos. Vacations, camping or beach?
The beach.
Superheroes, Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Oh, we had to think about that one. That's all right. Late night, Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon?
Either. I don't watch it.
Neither. Okay. And the other one is the afterthought. It'll take you a little while, maybe. What's the last thing that you listen to, aside from your music?
Let's see. What did I listen to the other night? The latest Mastodon.
Nice.
I like those guys. They have a unique writing and playing style. They're a little more freeform and just very organic and natural players.
Very cool. Very cool. I know our one guy, Damien, he loves Mastodon. All right. So basically, two things then. One, for the up-and-coming bands, because you guys did start in a unique way. You didn't go around and play in the clubs. You did the demo and worked it that way. How would you advise a band today with the technology that's out there now that's wanting to get their start? What would you say to them?
Yeah, it's a different playing field now. I mean, you have so many different technologies at your will that you can, you know, harness, and it's, I don't know. I think the first and foremost is you got to find a bunch of guys that you can get along with and cohabit, you know, possibly seeing yourself with these friends for more than 5 years, 10 years, that kind of thing. I think the chemistry is, you know, that's what was great about us, was that it was, you know, five unique guys that all had their own influences, but the, all the chemistries kind of blended together and worked. And I guess that's a rare thing, but I think that's the main thing that bands need to really strive for. You have so many disadvantages these days because you're in a huge traffic jam of bands touring all the time because music is not being paid for, and the self-entitlement in the industry is ridiculous, you know.
That's why all the festivals do.
Right, and it's, you know, and it's I don't know if it's ever going to get any better. I mean, I know it's happening in the movie industry as well. So it's like streaming is good in a certain way, you know, if you're in on the front-end deals. But it's kind of crappy the other way when you're not getting, you know, your hard-earned income, you know. So I think really it's knowledge and, you know, just going with an inner persistence and a drive that makes you want to succeed, you know. And you got to, if you're playing an instrument, you know, you got to practice. You got to redefine what you want to exhibit in your instrument and to make it unique to you so you don't sound like a carbon copy of somebody else. You know, it's there's so many different facets to being a musician, you know. Just all, it all depends where you want to go.
And lastly then, before I let you go, and I really do thank you for taking all this time with us, what's next for Queensryche? What's on deck?
Yeah, we're finishing off this Condition Human tour. It's been all year. We were over 100 shows this year, so we're gonna finish this run December 17th. Go home and, you know, recharge the batteries and decompress, and then we're gonna start writing the next album. And so we're really gonna concentrate on that and try and have another Queensryche release in the fall or winter of 2017.
Well, we look forward to it. We look forward to it, and we'll be playing it, of course, right here on iRockRadio.me. This has been Michael Wilton of Queensryche at the Chameleon Club up in the Green Room. Thanks to the Chameleon Club. Thanks to everyone with the Queensryche staff, and thank you, Michael.